If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen, welcome to the show. Nice to have you.
I see we're running lean today.
We're running lean. Well, I hope
yeah,
so.
No jingles, no nothing happening. So anyway, you caught me by surprise. But anyway, I'm always ready to talk tech.
That is good. I'm glad to hear it. Now, Steve, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but an apple update every year, what is it doing to our pockets?
Well, it's depleting our pockets like crazy. There's just no question. But here's what's so scary. I mean, just this is a complete aside. Obviously, there was a big Apple event last week. Everyone was super excited. New iPhone 12's coming. Well, they didn't come, but some iPad Airs, some new watches, and some great new services were pitched. And it's all going to deplete our pockets like mad. But here's what's really interesting. Technology, never mind the RAND, technology is the one product that every year has got better and cheaper, or pretty much stayed the same for much better value, much faster, much more memory, much bigger screens, you name it. Tech's one of the products in the world that actually hasn't got more expensive every year. Unfortunately, in RAND terms, we're not getting richer in RAND terms anytime soon. So in RAND terms, these products have got more and more expensive as we've gone along. But the big news from Apple really was around services, and linked to those services are brand new products. And probably the two most notable ones are the new iPad Air, which is essentially an iPad Pro in a slightly slimmed down package. But what the new iPad Air does, and I'm sure there's some new iPad Pros coming in the next couple of months, is the new A14 processors included in this new iPad. And the A14 processor is going to form the basis of the whole next generation of computers, tablets, and phones from Apple. And this processor, which is not from Intel, it's made entirely by Apple themselves, is unbelievably powerful. It's more powerful than the vast majority of processors on the market. And I think we're going to see some pretty spectacular things. And the new iPad Air, which is essentially an iPad Pro in disguise, is the first of the tablets to have this processor. Also, just on a completely other tech, it's coming in a whole host of interesting colors like blue and green and orange, well, goldish, and silver, as well as the traditional space gray. Should be available in South Africa towards the end of September. And it's not going to be inexpensive, but it's going to probably be 20-30% cheaper than an iPad Pro and use all the same accessories. So I think it's going to be a hot seller for Apple going forward, and quite a big deal in the market, because the new iOS 14 or iPad OS 14, as they call it, is actually a damn fine replacement for most computing tasks. Not all, but you know, today most people use the cloud. In other words, they don't have the need for massive storage on their computer. Everything's stored up in the air somewhere. And with the various apps and products that you can get on these iPads, you can almost do 99% of the stuff that you do in the normal day. Browsing, email, you name it, you can do spreadsheets, you can do letters, you can do a whole host. And in fact, gaming is pretty insane on these devices. So the age of a big, fat, heavy laptop, or even a thin, light, and not so heavy laptop, might be drawing to the close. But we'll talk more about that later. The other big announcement was obviously the Apple Watch 6, which brings with it quite a lot of interesting tech. And the first most important part of that is that it now reads blood oxygen levels. And unlike Fitbit and some others that do it on occasion and on demand, it does it all the time. And it ties it up with a whole new Fitness Plus app, which we haven't got any detail on when it's coming to South Africa, but it's coming towards the end of the year to America, UK, and other major markets. And that app will compete with a lot of sort of training apps out there. But in typical Apple fashion, they've got top trainers around the world giving coaching through the app. So pretty interesting to see where that goes. But the new watch certainly doesn't. I thought they'd bring a big jump in battery level, which they haven't. It's still approximately 2 days. Some of their competitors get to 2 weeks, but then again, it's not an Apple Watch. And the big advantage is the new sensor system, which gives you a lot more information around sport. There's no question that Apple are doubling down like mad as a sports, as the sports watch on the market. So lots of new stuff, all available in South Africa, probably by the end of September. Exact dates probably come out in the next 2 weeks or mid-October at the very latest. So if you have got a bit of spare cash and you're looking to lash out on some cool new tech, Apple are making it super easy, as they always do.
I mean, it's interesting what you're saying there, Steve. You know, Apple, at one point, there was a concern after Steve Jobs died that it was just kind of going to be more of the same and not really, you know, it was kind of incremental innovation, but nothing really revolutionary. But it sounds like with some of this processing power that maybe the first steps to really opening up and the world of tech to new heights is probably coming, because processing power is a big deal.
Absolutely. And what Apple have quietly done, and this is always their game, they're not really in many ways the bringing out the very latest cutting edge tech that's never been seen before, but they're quietly refining what is available and staying very close to the cutting edge and executing in a way that very few people can. But when it comes to processors, there's no question that Apple in some ways have outstripped their main competitor in the space, which is Intel. In all ways, they outperforming Qualcomm, which is the biggest mobile chip manufacturer in the world. And the current range of chips, and in fact, last year's range, the A12 chip, is still more powerful than the most powerful chip that is being made. Consumer chip. There are more powerful chips on the market, but essentially as fully integrated processors with the video processing and the main CPU processing and all these new sort of neural engines and AI stuff, Apple have completely and entirely eclipsed everybody in the market with these chips. And it adds, when they make the software, they make the hardware, they make the processor that goes in, it adds a level of polish and finesse and integration that nobody else in the market can quite reach. I mean, I'll get involved. I can see in a lot of Android versus iOS type conversations. But simply put, their clear focus has resulted in a level of technology on the processor level that is very hard for anyone to even come close to. And it shows. Their products are generally smoother, simpler, and easier to use. So there's a lot to be said for that. And it doesn't look like it's slowing down anytime soon. They are really pushing ahead really fast, and radio chips they're making. So at some point, Apple is going to be a one-stop chip shop, and they certainly don't sell them to anyone else other than themselves.
And not just a fish and chip shop either.
Stephen, no, definitely not.
Stephen Ambrose, thank you so much for joining us today. Look forward to chatting to you next
Absolute
week.
Absolute pleasure. 100%. Chat soon.